are found to result in a perfect work of art, which is the portrait of Socrates. Yet some of the topics may have been actually used by Socrates, and the recollection of his very words may have rung in the ears of his disciple. The Apology of Plato may be compared generally with those speeches of Thucydides, in which he has embodied his conception of the lofty character and policies of the great Pericles, and which at the same time furnish a commentary on the situation of affairs from the point of view of the historian. So, in the Apology, there is an ideal rather than a literal truth. Much is said which was not said, and is only Plato's view of the situation. Plato was not, like Xenophon, a chronicler of facts. He does not appear in any of his writings to have aimed at literal accuracy. He is not, therefore, to be supplemented from the Memorabilia and Symposium of Xenophon, which belongs to an entirely different class of writers. The Apology of Plato is not the report of what Socrates said, but an elaborate composition, quite as much so, in fact, as one of the dialogues. And we may perhaps even indulge in the fancy that the actual defence of Socrates was as much greater than the Platonic defence as the master was greater than the disciple. But in any case, some of the words used by him must have been remembered, and some of the facts recorded must have actually occurred. It is significant that Plato is said to have been present at the defence, Apology, as he is also said to have been absent at the last scene in the Phaedo. Is it fanciful to suppose that he meant to give the stamp of authenticity to the one and not to the other? Especially when we consider that these two passages are the only ones in which Plato makes mention of himself. The circumstance that Plato was to be one of his sureties for the payment of the fine which he proposed has the appearance of truth. More suspicious is the statement that Socrates received the first impulse to his favourite calling of cross-examining the world from the Oracle of Delphi, for he must already have been famous before Chaerephon went to consult the oracle, Riddle. And the story is of a kind which is very likely to have been invented. On the whole, we arrive at the conclusion that the Apology is true to the character of Socrates, but we cannot show that any single sentence in it was actually spoken by him. It breathes the spirit of Socrates, but has been cast anew in the mould of Plato. There is not much in the other dialogues which can be compared with the Apology. The same recollection of his master may have been present to the mind of Plato when depicting the sufferings of the just in the Republic. The Crito may also be regarded as a sort of appendage to the Apology, in which Socrates, who has defied the judges, is nevertheless represented.